I believe we have on the phone Rabbi Galperin. Rabbi?
Hello, Ilan.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. How are you?
Everything is good.
Good, Baruch Hashem. I hope you had a wonderful month of holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Simchat Torah.
I can tell you that I can feel this month till now when I look down and look at my belly.
All right, well, I hope it goes away, that part goes away soon.
I believe it will.
But the spiritual part will stay on.
Yeah.
So that's the and now look, you know, one of the, it's brought down that this week it's brought down a lot of communities. There's something called Yaakov Halach LeDarko, that Jacob goes on his way. In other words, that this week we take all the joy and everything from the highest point of Yom Kippur to Simchat Torah, the joy, and we use that now to be able to catapult us for the rest of the year till next Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, and today is a start. Like,
that's right.
This parsha is a start.
That's right. You know, we end and we start right away. There's no time for break.
Yeah.
There's no intermission. We do it right away. This shows the continuity of God in the Torah. Now, obviously, this week is Torah, is Parshat Bereshit, and God creates the world, obviously, in 6 days, and on the first day He makes darkness and lightness, and so on and so forth. We're not going to go through all the days, heavens, land, and sea, the sun, the moon, the stars, the human being. And God forms the human body from the dust of the earth and blows into its nostrils a living soul. And originally, man is a single person. But deciding that it is not good that a man be alone, God takes a side from the man, forms it into a woman, and marries them to each other. There's a lot of opinions that mean doesn't necessarily mean that it took him aside. It was that they were two Siamese twins and he separated them. There's a lot of different opinions of what happened. But regardless of the fact, Hashem created those two individuals to be able to marry and to be able to start the world. Obviously, they were placed in the Garden of Eden. And they were commanded not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And why? This is what God told them to do. There wasn't a reason given. And obviously the snake, the serpent, persuaded Eve to violate the command. And she then goes and shares it with her husband. And because of their sin, it is decreed that man will experience death, returning to the soil which from it was formed. And that all gain will come only through struggle and hardship. And obviously, you know, we see from this Eve, final story of this week's Torah portion, Eve give birth to two sons,
yeah.
Cain and Abel. Cain quarrels with Abel and murders him eventually, obviously, because he was jealous. And that's how the parsha ends, with a couple more other things. If we go and look, you know, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. If we think about it from a philosophical perspective, you know, from the first verse of the Torah, it seems that once upon a time, there was nothing. Then the Creator brought the universe into existence. And according to the Hasidic Master, according to Tanya, seeing as the world didn't always exist, isn't quite natural for it to exist now. If it never existed before, how is it existing now? Therefore, the creative force of God, which brought the world into existence initially, must constantly be present to fuel it, to make sure that it's a continued state of being. Now, remove that divine energy from the world, and it simply ceases to exist. For example, it would be like pulling the plug on creation.
Yeah.
Now, this concept is also known as the law of continuous creation. You know, and as we say in our daily prayers, we describe God as the one who in his goodness renews each day the work of creation. So it is a constant aspect that Hashem has to constantly give light into this world. And this could really be understood from a simple analogy. You know, of a person throwing a ball up in the air. When he throws the ball, his strength will determine how high the ball will fly.
Yeah, that's physics.
Right. Obviously, the stronger his arm, the higher it will fly, and the longer it will defy the natural law of gravity for it to come down. But as soon as the power of his throw is spent, it's done, the ball can no longer fly and defy nature, and comes straight down to earth again. Likewise, if we want the initial or natural state of the world, which was non-existent, to be defied, then we need to keep fueling that same initial initial thrust of creative energy into a world that brought it into existence in the first place. Otherwise, if you think about it, the universe simply reverts to its initial state of nothing, of non-existence, just like the ball runs out of the steam. Now let's go a little bit away from the philosophical aspect to the practical. And we discover a beautiful message of hope and inspiration. Sometimes we are burdened by the past. We're weighed down by our personal history and experiences, our mistakes, you know, our failures. They still haunt us and prevent us really from moving on.
Yeah.
So here is the message for everyone, because everyone has that issue. Everyone that is hampered by past disappointment. The brand new world, every day, every minute, you know, every second, God is recreating the world anew. Forget about the past. Because if you think about what was, it was already. Today is a new world. A new present, filled with exciting new opportunities. And any person at any given moment, we can begin again. And what better time to begin again is especially in the week of Bereshit, when we read the Torah from the very beginning. Now, I was in the Minyan this morning. We had Minyan that we have every Monday and Thursday in the JCC, in the Paris house. And we took us a couple of minutes. We had to roll from the end of the Torah, which was when we read before Simchat Torah, all the way back to the beginning. And this is really the time that we start from the beginning. It is the most opportune time for each of us to make a fresh start.
Yeah.
And a new beginning.
Reboot.
That's right. New beginnings aren't always easy. Sometimes hard. But this idea, if we think of this continuous creation, that God is constantly giving us that energy, it offers a powerful inspiration to give ourselves a new chance filled with new opportunity. Now, as we start a new Jewish year, I think we should embrace this concept and idea and be encouraged to begin again. To want to be able to say, look, what I did before and was done. What was. You can't cry over spilled milk, as the expression goes. But now I have the ability to change things. Now I have the chance to be able to move forward. And that's what Bereshit is all about. It's all about the beginning. We finish the Torah on Simchat Torah right away. We don't have a chance to start, to think, to stop, to see what I want to do, I don't want to do. Automatically, the next second, we start from the beginning right away to be able to show that continuity, that we have the ability. God gives us the ability. And I encourage everyone this week, take upon yourself, take a new mitzvah, take a new resolution, look into yourself. Everyone has to look into the mirror once in a while and take that concept and let it bring you to the next year, that we should only have health and happiness, and especially nowadays, this last couple of weeks, that these terrible things that are going on in Israel,
yeah,
these stabbings for selfless, for no reason,
just because of the fact that
we're Jewish. That God should grant Israel peace and security, and by us taking on, you know, a new resolution, if we can't take on a new resolution for ourselves because it's too hard, take on a new resolution for Israel, that Israel should only be, because it is our homeland, it will always be our homeland, it should be peaceful, and we should only have peace in that land, and we should hear of no more of these terrorist attacks, because that's what it is. It's not crimes, it's terrorism. And we should only have peace in the world, and God should grant everyone peace and happiness, especially in the beginning of a new year. It should be only new beginning.
God willing.
Amen.
Rabbi, you want to tell us about services in Shaarei Tzedek?
That's right. We have services 6:30 Friday evening, and we have Shabbat morning 9:30, and you have Sunday morning, we have 8:15. Followed by breakfast. held at the Shaar HaShemayim in the chapel. And then we have the Monday and Thursday, the morning community minyan, where there are people there. It doesn't make a difference which shul or any you're associated with. It doesn't make a difference. It's a community minyan. We had today, it was a beautiful minyan. We had 16 people at minyan this morning. It was
wonderful.
A wonderful day to start the day off. So I encourage you at 10:15, Monday and Thursday.
Rabbi, I want to wish you a good start.
Thank you. You too.
And Shabbat Shalom.
You too.
And a peaceful one too.
Amen. We'll talk next week.
And
God willing.
God willing, next week.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.